This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A 1985 opera about Malcolm X is being revived in cities across the country. Tonight, it's on stage in Boston at the Strand Theater, just a few blocks from where the civil rights leader lived as a teenager. Malcolm X's painful adolescence is pivotal in the work's story, and it's being sung to life by a 12-year-old from Brockton. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on his role in composer Anthony Davis's opera.
71-year-old Anthony Davis says he's thrilled, but not surprised, that the work he wrote decades ago is experiencing a renaissance.
I think with what's been happening in our country, you know, post-George Floyd, is a kind of reckoning with the fact that in the classical world that it hasn't done well with composers of color, particularly African-American composers.
This is the Boston Modern Orchestra Project and Odyssey Opera rehearsing for their performance of X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X at the Strand in Roxbury. The Pulitzer Prize-winning composer calls it a heroic tragedy. It traces Malcolm X's evolution through the 1930s to the 60s, from child to street hustler to controversial black rights leader. Along with an adult cast and chorus, Davis says the production needed a performer to channel the tenderness of a very young Malcolm.
It's not really a boy soprano part like we might find in Benjamin Britten's work or something like that, but as I said, you know, you need to find Michael Jackson from the Jackson 5 days, you know, ABC. That's what you're looking for.
Well, that's like a really big compliment because I love the Jackson 5.
12-year-old Jonathan Harris, a Boston Children's Chorus singer from Brockton, got the part. In the opera's first act, Malcolm learns his father, a reverend and black nationalist, was killed by white supremacists in Michigan. His mother is traumatized, then institutionalized, and she loses custody of Malcolm. Her son's confusion and heartbreak come through in the aria, "Mama, Help Me." Davis's cousin Thulani wrote the libretto, and the composer wanted the music to convey the simple directness of a child singing.
It creates the kind of eerie sense of suspension, this plaintive song that he sings, where you realize how alone and desolate his situation is.
He's struggling with where his mother is, feeling abandoned, just feeling lost in general, with why he was taken away, if he did anything wrong. And he's trying to reach out to her, but she's not there. He's about my age, and so for him to have to deal with things at so young of an age, it's like really eye-opening.
And emotional. Harris says he connects with the lyrics on a personal level, especially this line.
What do I do? The teachers tell me that what's wrong with you will never be right. I've actually experienced that when I was in first grade. When I got the right answer, the teacher said that I wasn't right, but then it figured out the teacher was wrong.
I also had an experience like that.
35-year-old baritone Devon Tynes plays the older Malcolm and shares this with Harris.
In fifth grade, I was in an advanced math class, and I had an issue with the teacher misgrading my tests, and I was the only black student in the class. It means a lot that both of us have had that experience, and it's exactly similar to Malcolm's experience.
For Tynes, Malcolm's formative experiences with racial violence help us understand his journey.
You know, his father being murdered, his mother essentially being driven mad, and basically every major familial male figure in Malcolm's life was killed in a racist context. So it's not exactly hard to imagine how somebody who faced that sort of degradation and also broadened their perspective to understand the broader degradation of their race would be led to do the sort of work that Malcolm did.
Davis's X is the Boston Modern Orchestra Project's first in a new 5-year initiative to perform and record neglected works by Black composers that explore race and history. Jonathan Harris is excited his voice will be part of both and that he can share it with other young people in the audience.
I hope that they will want to have the same desire to learn more and more about the life of Malcolm X, not only as an adult, but also in his younger years.
And Harris adds, if they're also inspired to get into opera, that's great too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, will be performed tonight at the Strand Theater in Boston.